is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. The only thing we have to fear is...
Today's show is brought to you by Pekarsky Orthodontics. Dr. Pekarsky has been voted by New Jersey Monthly Magazine as the top orthodontist in 2011 and 2012. Dr. Pekarsky has two great locations, one in Wayne, New Jersey at 150 Hinchman Ave. Their telephone number is 973-942-0900. And also visit him at his new location at 5677 Berkshire Valley Road in Oak Ridge, New Jersey. Their telephone number is 973-545-2391. And also visit him on their website at www.pekarskyortho.com today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, master chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. Always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. Today we have a very special guest, and her mission is really to help so many people with mental, physical, and emotional abilities and disabilities. And she is the founder of Equine Therapy and Wellness Center in Andover, New Jersey. She is the founder, Colleen O'Day. I'd like to welcome to the program.
Thank you, Paul, for having me on the show.
It's great to have you on, Colleen. We have so much exciting news to cover today. But first, we'd like to start off in how you got involved in Tranquility Wellness Center and Equine Therapy.
I was in corporate management and in the automotive industry for about 15 years, and in the end of 2009, I decided I wanted to find something else to do. I wanted to find something that I was a little bit more passionate about, and I started researching stuff online and considering going back to school, and I stumbled across NARA, which at the time was the North American Riding for the Handicap Association, which is now called PATH, and I started looking more and more into it, and I found a school in Connecticut that I decided to attend for 2 months. I lived there. And we went through a program that we learned about horsemanship and how to take care of the horses, how to start the programs, pretty much a full comprehensive program. There were 225 riders a week, 21 instructors. So we got to see many different abilities, many different teaching styles. And I came back to New Jersey after that knowing this is what I wanted to do. I loved it. It was kind of life-changing for me. So when I came back to New Jersey, I decided to start a small program. Our first business plan was to have, you know, 4 or 5 horses, and I was going to do it part-time. And if you asked me 5 years ago if this is where I'd be, I didn't think we'd have our own farm, and I didn't think we'd have more than 10 horses. But the past 3 years have just kind of grown, and it's been an amazing journey and a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. You know, one of the things, you know, especially with equine therapy is, you know, as the numbers have grown in the world of autism today, you're finding that we're getting a lot more clients on the autism spectrum involved in therapeutic riding.
Yeah. We specialize in therapeutic riding at the farm. We do teach regular riding lessons, too. But even in our therapeutic riding program, we're almost at 75% of our therapeutic riders are either affected with autism or sensory processing disorders.
You know, I guess what, you know, parents are sitting at home and they're saying, okay, you know, they've heard about, you know, how therapeutic horseback running could be so beneficial, you know, to their child. And I guess, you know, if you can explain to them a little bit about what you guys do in your therapy, how you approach it, and what a parent can expect at your barn versus maybe somewhere else, or what you guys specifically do.
You know, when we started this, I like to think that we're a little bit different in the industry, because one of our things is that we take in rescue horses and we rehab them for the program. And it takes a little longer to get the horses ready, and it takes usually a little bit more money because they're usually pretty sick when we take them in. But they give back so much more to the kids and to the program when they're ready. And our program in general has is more comprehensive than a lot of programs that are out there. So it's run just like a regular traditional lesson barn. When the kids come in, part of their lesson is they actually interact with the horses. They're involved in, they're taught how to groom the horses, how to take care of the horses, how to brush the horses, how to handle the horses, how to be around the horses and stay safe, you know, where to stand, where not to stand. They learn how to tack up their own horse, which means how to put their own saddles on. So while all this is going on, they're working on their fine motor skills, their gross motor skills, you know, following commands. We work with a lot of kids that are nonverbal. So when that's going on, we work with cue cards, iPads. We could do some sign language with the kids. So all of this is different from a lot of programs. When you go to a therapeutic riding school, a lot of times the kids just go there, the horse is already ready, and they get on and they do their ride, and then that's it. I find that when they go in and they get to do some of the stuff beforehand, the grooming and the tacking, that there's such a better bond with the horse that the riding becomes so much more effective, and I get so much more out of the actual ride time from the child. I can get more participation. There's not as much fear of the horse because they've bonded somewhat with the horse beforehand. You know, I think in the time we've been doing this, we've been open since May of 2010, so we just have been open 4 years. And I think in 4 years, we've only had 2 riders that we had trouble getting on. So our rate of kids having too much anxiety or too much fear to get on is very, very low. So it's, I think the process has proven itself to be very effective. You know, part of that process, we also have an indoor arena, an outdoor arena, and we have a sensory trail. So our sensory trail includes things like a mailbox where they can ride up to and open and close the mailbox. So they're not only learning riding skills, they're also going up to that mailbox and having to cross over their midline and open the mailbox and reach in and take something out of it. So there's a lot going on with working on core balance and, you know, same thing, going back to those fine motor skills and communication and helping build communication with the horse, building their self-esteem. We have basketball hoops on the trail. We have a what's called a horse wash, which is foam tubes hung on the trail between 2 trees, and the kids love to ride between it. So we teach them how to duck, where if they were on a trail ride and they have to duck under a tree, they'd have to do that. But in the other sense, they're going through it, and they're getting the sensory process of the tubes, you know, going over them as they ride through them.
No,
so there's a lot of things that
amazing.
We do that are, you know, that are a little different from a traditional riding program.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, I've had experience with, you know, many other riding programs. And like I said, when I first came to your barn and saw your program firsthand, I was amazed by the, you know, the creativity that you put behind it. And they're, like you said, they're getting so much more than just getting on a horse and just getting the motion of riding a horse, you know, and learning how to ride, because you're really doing a ton of interaction.
You know, and that's the fun. That's what I find the most fun. And I think it's, you know, it's what I find, I guess it's the only word I can find to describe it is passion. The parents are passionate about it. I'm passionate about it. It's amazing to communicate with these kids, even the ones who are nonverbal. You know, we have an iPad we'll hook to a saddle. We have an application that, you know, has buttons on it that they can hit walk and whoa. And these kids pick up on it so fast, where they'll hit walk and they realize it makes the horse go, and then they don't want to hit the stop button. They don't want to hit whoa for the horse to stop. You know, they like the movement of the horse. When you talk about true therapeutic or therapy from a horse, when the horse is moving and walking, it's the closest you can get to the human gait. So when a rider's sitting up on top of a horse and a horse is actually moving, even though the rider's not doing anything, they're getting all that movement like they would be walking. So they're getting core strength building going on, and they're getting balance work. And we can do things like speed up the walk, slow down the walk, have the horse do stop and circle, small circles and all that, which helps build side-to-side muscle. So there's a lot of things we do to influence things while the child's up there that's helping from a therapeutic aspect that they're not doing or realizing it doesn't seem like work, so to speak.
Yeah, that's really neat. I mean, you know, parents, their reaction must be pretty amazing, I'm sure, when they probably, you know, first come to your barn and not even sure that their child's going to get on the horse to begin with. And because one of the challenges, we know, you know, a lot of these kids don't like to wear their helmets. And, of course, that's a mandatory thing when they ride the horse. You make sure, you know, safety first always, too, with your program. And, you know, I guess tell parents a little bit too, like what you've seen from a kid from when they first came into the barn and their progression, like even just as little as like 8 lessons, like you've seen some great.
Well, and I want to say, like, we do, you know, our goal is to incorporate everything. Like, the parents are involved in our lessons. I want to know what the parents' goals are. I mean, I know what I can pull out when I see a child for the first time in the first lesson. I can come up with some things that I think I'd like to improve on. But I want to know what the parents want to accomplish, too. I mean, this is about, a fully encompassed goal together. And the parents, a lot of parents will walk on the trails and follow us in the lessons, or they'll come in the arena and watch the lessons. So, you know, it's a very comfortable environment for the parents. You know, we've got all these horses are very desensitized. So we've got kids that come in and you know, if they're going to scream or if they're going to cry, like the horses aren't going to react to that. And the parents need to know that it's going to be a comfortable place for them and that's acceptable and that our horses are going to be okay and that it's acceptable to the horses too, that they're not going to spook at that. And I'm sure that that's a concern to a lot of parents is, you know, is my kid going to be safe? And our horses, they're worked with so much for these kinds of things that they are. The other thing is that, you know, we go an extra step. Like if I have a child, when I first do an intake with a parent over the phone and we have a child that we think might not wear a helmet, I have helmets I can send home so that they can work with a child ahead of time. And I also have a storybook that I created that I can email to the parent so they can go over it with the child before they come to the farm. That kind of goes over the process of what's going to happen at the farm so that the child knows that they're going to be safe when they get to the farm.
No, that's great. I mean, you've kind of thought of everything, Colleen, so far. And what's wonderful about the program in general is that you're always adding new things. It's not like, okay, you're happy with where you're at. You're always improving things. You're always adding things to your sensory trails. You know, one of the great things you want to mention to the families out there that are listening is that one thing that you're adding with the video we're going to be able to do for the parents.
I'm so excited about that. We have a new donor that just donated this special video camera that's got a tracker, so we can put the video camera on a tripod and put a tracker on the saddle or on the kid, and it will video the whole lesson and follow the rider. And so we're going to make it part of our intake process where we video part of the first lesson and then video part of, you know, a subsequent lesson, maybe the third or fifth lesson, because we really do see results as quick as the third lesson in a lot of kids. For example, I did want to tell you a story of one of the riders that we've got. The first time he came to the farm, I remember the parents calling me because it actually was I had a child that was having a birthday party at the farm, and he attends the school that she's at, and the parents called me and they said, I don't know if we can send him to the party because, you know, I don't think it's going to be safe. I don't think he can ride, blah, blah, blah. And I talked him into letting him come and that we'd try it. So he came to the farm, and he has a service dog, and he had very poor muscle tone and needed assistance walking. They didn't think he'd wear a helmet. So I ended up doing what's called back riding with him the first time, which means I get on the horse with the child. So you sit behind a saddle so you can support their upper body. And when a child's got really poor muscle tone, maybe you can't do a 30-minute ride, but you can probably do 10 to 15 minutes to start to work on that core. So I rode with him for probably 10 minutes, and then he felt comfortable enough where I felt that he felt comfortable. I was able to get off the horse, and he was able to finish the last few minutes by himself. So when we came back from the trail and his parents saw him riding by himself, they were amazed. And, you know, the children are fully assisted, so there's volunteers on each side, and there's someone leading the horse so that they're safe. And they signed up for a lesson package right then and there, and he's been riding with me for a year now. And this child was completely nonverbal, and he loves riding so much, and he loves this horse that he rides so much that he typed out on the iPad, and he said that the horse told him he would be safe and it was okay. And he has recently typed out, actually probably a couple months ago, that he wants to talk and he doesn't want to be sick anymore. And he wants to talk like the other kids. And so we've started using the horse as an incentive. And he started to almost say the word walk. He says things in syllables. And there's some girls that ride at the farm. They're about his age. And he'll say out sentences like in syllables. Like he can't pronounce the words yet. But this is the most effort this child's ever made. And, you know, he's probably 12 years old right now. And it's amazing. It is just the most amazing thing. and he rides by himself. He posts, he does some trotting, and he only needs one sidewalker now. So he's come a long way in a year. He's been with us for a year now riding. He rides once a week. He doesn't need as much assistance walking. It's just, and the dad follows us every week on the lesson with the service dog, and it's an amazing thing to see some of these kids, how they progress.
Yeah, that's just an awesome story. I mean, that just warms your heart to hear that. You can't even put it into words, you know, that feeling of seeing a life, you know, just accelerate, you know, and open up a whole new world for someone. It's amazing how these therapies, you know, can do different things for different kids, you know.
I know, and that's what makes it so much fun for me, because I get to see this, you know, every day. I get to work with kids like this all the time.
Which is incredible. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, definitely there has to be a passion to do what you're doing, to work with, you know, individuals on the spectrum and also people with disabilities in general. It does take a special person, a special care, and a lot of patience, you know, and have to be passionate about it. And you're just doing a wonderful job. And we want to really make sure that we get out there, too, that we have this wonderful partnership with Autism Radio and Equine Tranquility Wellness Center. And we really want to bring closer to the autism community and in our partnership. And we're starting a program called Horses for Hope, which Colleen is going to be the director of. And we're hoping that we can really bring this program and bring a lot of individuals that can't afford this kind of therapy to the barn. And we're always looking for your donations and help. You can go to autismradio.org and make a donation for this program to really help it grow. And we're really working hard to put this program together in full tilt. And I know you want to mention about the new facility coming up.
Mm-hmm. We are opening a second location. So our current location is in Andover, New Jersey at 134 Airport Road. And we are opening a satellite location in Flemington, New Jersey at 165 Hillcrest Road. We can be reached at 862-259-2779 for both locations. And the Horses for Hope program, I can't stress enough either, is that we do need donations to help these kids, because they, you know, the more kids that can benefit from the therapeutic riding, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've been fortunate enough that we've had quite a few families come through Autism Radio, and we were able to get them to Equine and Tranquility Wellness Center, and the results have been amazing for these families.
And then the other thing that I wanted to mention is we are having an open house at our Andover location coming up on June 7th from 1 to 4 p.m., and it is sponsored with Autism Radio.
Yes, and Autism Radio will be there. It's going to be a great day, and I think everybody should come out, to see the program firsthand. I know you're going to have a showcase. One of your riders is going to be riding, so they get to kind of see what the program's all about. They get to see the barn. There's going to be a lot of great activities going on. It's just going to be a fun day. So it's a great, great, great way to spend your day. And bring out your child, you know, if you have a child on the spectrum or if you have a neurotypical child, bring them too. You know, it's just a great all-around experience to be around horses. They're just, you know, wonderful animals. I know, Colleen, just talk about just how amazing a horse can be, just in general, as far as, you know, their presence for kids.
Yeah, and we do a lot of inclusion lessons, whether it's with siblings or other riders. So, you know, please, anybody, you know, feel free to bring a friend or bring a neighbor. For the open house, we are going to have a therapeutic riding demo and a vaulting demo. Vaulting is gymnastics on horseback, which, you know, we can do things like promote team building and same thing, core balance and self-esteem. We will have some other activities for the kids. There'll be horse grooming. We will have horse painting. We'll have Autism Radio DJing, some music. So we have a farrier coming. A farrier is who puts on the horseshoes, and he's going to be doing a live demonstration of how they make the horseshoes.
So it's a full day of activities that we have planned.
Yeah, and I think it'd be nice. Some of the kids can, or the parents and the kids can take walks on the trail, go go for a nice hike and get a chance to see some of the sensory trail.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful location where you guys are set up, and you know, really very peaceful. It's a very peaceful environment. I mean, you just can go up there and just, it's very relaxing, very calming. I was lucky enough to bring my son a few weeks ago up to the farm for the first time, and he loved it. I mean, he loved the nice clay. You know, just touch upon that. That's one thing that's kind of unique, too, is about your enclosed area where the horses ride, about your clay that you use there for the horses.
In our indoor arena, we have a special footing, which is what the horses ride on, the volunteers, everybody walk on. It's dust-free and allergy-free. So the riders aren't breathing in, the children aren't breathing in, the volunteers aren't breathing in any dust or anything from the footing when we're walking on it or riding on it. So it's healthier for the horses, healthier for the children, healthier for the volunteers. That's another thing for the open house. We're always looking for volunteers for the program. So if anybody would like to stop by, it's open to, you know, prospective clients, volunteers, anybody who'd like to find out anything about the program.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to come and meet Colleen and see the barn firsthand and see what the program's about. This is something that we really want to get people behind to support the program, you know, and help Autism Radio help support the program as well, because it's just a great thing. And the results, you know, Colleen shared a wonderful story with us about one of her kids who's come to the barn. And this is changing lives, people. So you have to realize that. You know, so if you're a company out there, you want to be a sponsor, you can help out, you know, help the barn out. You can help out a lot of kids get riding lessons, you know, by making a donation or being a sponsor, because we want this program to grow. This is really, we're finding such a important part, intricate part of a child's education, especially children on the autism spectrum. There really is so many benefits from riding. And we just want to really thank Colleen for bringing this program to us.
Thank you very much for having me today.
No, we just want to really thank Colleen O'Day for all her work that she's doing with Equine Wellness Center in Andover, New Jersey. Be sure to come out on June 7th at the open house. Like I said, it's going to be a beautiful day up at the barn. You can see the program firsthand. You know, these kind of programs need to be out there. People need to know what's going on in the community. This is such a great community center, works with many schools, you know, and works with so many individuals on the spectrum, as well as a lot of neurotypical riders that also come to the barn. So it's a little bit for everybody, you know, and work with children with other disabilities as well as, you know, Colleen also, before you go, also mention, I know there are some riders that also ride that suffered some postpartum stress and disorders and stuff like that. Riding is also very good for them as well.
Yeah, we work with all kinds of disabilities, and we work with ADHD, we work with depressive disorder, Down syndrome, and our age range is pretty wide. Our youngest rider. Riders start at 2.5 or 3, and we go all the way up to age 63. So that's something I forgot to mention, is that we do early intervention, which a lot of programs don't. So, and there's a lot more information on the website too, so which is www.etwc.org. But please, if you have questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us. We'll be more than happy to answer anything that you've got.
No, that's great, Colleen. I'm glad that you got to mention that. And sure, we'll put all those links, and everything is on autismradio.org. You'll have everything on there. So if you need more information, also, we, you know, announced on the program our proud partnership with Equine Tranquility and Wellness Center in Andover, New Jersey. We look to a beautiful friendship and relationship of really working closely with the autism community. So just want to really thank Colleen for spending some time with us on Hope Saves the Day today. Thank you so much.
It's very exciting. Thank you.
Well, we'd like to conclude this broadcast for this week. We thank all our listeners as always. Without your continued support, this program wouldn't be possible. And we want to remember, until next time, everyone, Hope Saves the Day. Have a great week and enjoy. Bye, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice and remember hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Let this song be my voice and remember hope saves the day.